FM, K1, and a, well, it's just to see 9:30 on a Thursday morning. Yep, you guessed it. Brad's in from Dungis Family of Autos. Brad Dungis, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's a good day to go out and take a look at a brand new car.
It sure is. It's another beautiful Thursday. I don't know what is going on about our day where we meet and talk on the radio show, but it seems like we've had just great weather the last several weeks.
And we'll continue to look for that. I'm going to expect great weather now for the rest of the year. It won't happen, but I will expect
lots of wind today this afternoon, but warm and maybe 80 degrees in February.
How many days in February can you check out the air conditioner in a new car?
Well, that's I had it on yesterday, to be honest. So
yeah,
but a lot going on at the dealership. Like you mentioned, it's a great day to come on out. We've got 995 oil changes going on.
Yeah.
Enrique and the guys are detailing cars. The body shop's real busy doing their stuff. Everything's going great.
It is. And, you know, it's just days like this that I kind of think about, you know, I really need to do something about the inside of this car. I've tracked some dirt and grit in for
whatever.
With
the season changing, it happens. Everything gets a little dirty, and that we've been pretty busy in detail. So if you want to schedule an appointment for that, that's a great way to do it, because to do a full detail really takes several hours, and they'll really go over it all, get it back to almost like a new car, get it really cleaned out. And if you want to do the whole thing, shebang, it's really a process, and they do a great job with that. It's a great value, too. You can do most vehicles, whether a truck for $169.95 or a car for $149.95. That sounds like a lot, but they're going to work on that car for 4 or 5 hours. They're going to do everything, clean the engine, wax the paint. They'll work on stains and things. And if you want to spend less, obviously they've got discount details out there, and can even just go after one specific thing if you want. I want to get rid of that stain in my carpet or something.
Talk on grandkids, they dump their Coke or whatever. So it's one of those things that people need to do every once in a while, and I know you and I have talked about this. When it comes to even a trade-in value on the car, if you've brought it in to Enrique and the guys, I'll say at least once a year, they can keep the interior.
Well, it's always harder to keep something clean, and you know, rent it every day, and people don't think about that in terms of their resale value of the vehicle. But obviously, if you're trading something in, the maintenance on the vehicle, the way that it's kept and maintained is really important to the value of the vehicle.
Yeah.
And we often talk about that. You know, how can people get more out of their trade-in? And one of the ways is to keep it clean, to keep everything working right, to maintain it good. That's the beauty behind the 995 oil change. Is it's a great value for people. It makes it easy to do that service. It's something that needs to be done on your vehicle regularly to extend the life of the vehicle, and so that's why we do it for everybody.
Yeah, and it's important, $9.95 oil change. We're going to be out there a week from Saturday for a
Consumer
Calls broadcast.
That's right. We have another wholesale to the public auction going on, and so we've invited Consumer Calls out Saturday the 27th at 10 o'clock. We're going to auction off a bunch of vehicles. We've been collecting our great value vehicles that are not qualified to hit our certification program, so they're not Q certified. So these are mostly going to be vehicles that are over 100,000 miles, that are maybe over 5 or 6 years old, typically. But they're going to be value vehicles. These are vehicles that we've gone ahead and safety inspection and can sell to the public and really at a great value. So everything from, you know, cars probably starting around $29.95, trucks around maybe $3,500, something like that, all the way up, obviously depending on how vehicle's equipped and how many miles are on it. It depends on what it's going to sell for. But the auction, really, these are vehicles that we used to wholesale, that we would sell to wholesalers or take to an auction. We use ones in Tulsa or Oklahoma City, Kansas City at times, even Dallas. And just sell them to because turning the trade in is really important to our business. But it also kind of takes the vehicle out of the local market. And the truth is, we can sell them quicker and often at times pass on some savings because it's not going through so many middlemen to the public. It allows us to put a little more in trades to really creates a little synergy there that's great for our business. So,
well, And because these are local cars, you frequently have know the maintenance history of the vehicle.
That's right.
It's just often a higher mileage or whatever than you would normally put
in. There are typically trade-ins or vehicles that we purchase from our customers. Most of the people who sell us their cars are people who actually come in and do the 995 oil change, really, mm-hmm. to be honest. And so they're vehicles that we do the maintenance on, and we know them pretty well. You know, and if something doesn't pass the safety inspection, we're not going to sell it, of course. We may make a decision not to fix something. If it seems to be too expensive in certain cases, we'll go ahead and take it to an auction and wholesale it.
Yeah.
But those that pass and fit that slot that we think are great value to people and have more life left, I mean, let's face it, these days with 100 or 150,000 miles, a lot of cars are going to keep going for a long time, cars and trucks. They're so well made today that there's a great market for those vehicles.
Sure, and so people can pick up a great buy on a used car, and frequently at tremendous savings because it is an auction.
That's right, and that'll be next Saturday, the 27th, not this coming up, but a week from Saturday at 10 a.m. Start at about 10 o'clock. Should last a couple hours maybe. If you want to pre-register for the auction, you can come into Dungis or go down to the Price Road Auto location. We will collect a little information. If you want to get pre-qualified for financing, you can do that. Obviously, if you want to pay cash, that'll work on the day of the sale. But we can go ahead and pre-approve you for financing, so mm-hmm. it goes really well. That doesn't have to be taken care of. You can register the morning of the sale also, and then we can work out the financing after the auction if necessary.
So that's coming up a week from Saturday, the 27th, if I've got the numbers right.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Okay, then after the auction, which is, then I'm going to say, like, I'm trying to pull the numbers mentally, like the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th of March, I think. Anyways, mm-hmm. the first few days of March.
That's right.
It's Washington County Junior Livestock Show time.
Washington County Junior Livestock Show. It's coming up. I know it sneaks up on people this time of year. It always does on me, but it's something that is really close to us. I know we've talked about it every year when it's coming up. And we've got Josh Yates from the County Extension Office in here with us today to talk about what's going to happen this year. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great. So, welcome.
Yeah, thank
you. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me. So this year, like you said, it's sneaking up on us. Even at the office, it's really coming up quick, and it's livestock show season. These kids have been working for a long time. You know, a lot of them start getting their animals, close to a year in advance.
Yeah.
And they go out and they start feeding before they go to work, or before they go to school, not to work. But before they go to school, they feed and water, and then as soon as they get out of school, and a lot of them have sports activities and extracurricular activities with school, and they have to feed before they do all that too. So there's a set schedule that you do that with, and they work really hard at it.
All year long. It culminates here mm-hmm. in a couple weeks.
Yep. Uh-huh. And so this year, starting Wednesday, March 2nd, that's when they're going to come and they're going to check in. We're going to want to have all the livestock there in place and checked in by 7 p.m. We welcome everyone to come out and meet some of these kids. Come watch them, come support them, because this year, probably one of the most important years to get support because of what's going on in the school systems and the budget shortfall and all that. And we really want to show these kids that we support them and appreciate their hard work.
That's a good point.
So, on Thursday, we're going to start the swine show. That's usually the largest one we have traditionally here in the county.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that, it's getting pretty expensive to do now, but traditionally it was one of the ones that was easiest to, cheaper to buy a hog, but now, they're getting pretty expensive too.
Well, you don't think about that. I mean, the initial investment,
right.
It's not just the time and the work you have to put mm-hmm. in, but you've got to make that investment. So that is one of the reasons why we always want to focus on this, because I know people are always, there's a big deal if you win and you can get mm-hmm. the premium, and there's right. a lot of value in that. And obviously the winners deserve to be rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other kids that show work so hard all year, and their work is, you know, what we really want to focus on in the program and how they develop through these programs that get them to this point.
That's true. That's a good point. And we start that at noon, and that usually goes in, you know, well into the evening time. It can take quite a while for the swine show. Usually we'll have a couple hundred in that. Then the next day on Friday, March the 4th, we start at 9 a.m. with the goat show. And really, meat goats now, that's becoming really popular. A lot of kids are starting to like to do that. It's a pretty neat deal. I like to think of them as kind of little cattle. Mm-hmm. So that's how you clip them and everything. And it's pretty neat. And 1 p.m. we do the sheep show on Friday. And then we're going to end the day with the cattle show at 6 p.m. On Friday, March the 4th. So,
and that precedes the big premium sale and the barbecue.
That precedes the most, you know, the most important part where you can come out and really support these kids is come out to the barbecue at 5 p.m. on March the 5th at the Washington County Fairgrounds there in Dewey. And
that's a great meal, too.
Yeah, it's a good meal, and they'll treat you right. And a lot of the kids are going to be there working that.
Yes, they serve and take care of you really well. And you can see the pictures of all the old winners up in the dining room there. So, and that's kind of fun.
And at 6:30 p.m., the awards presentation, they're going to, you know, they're going to have showmanship awards. They're going to, you know, they're going to talk about the winners and all that. And then at 7 p.m. is the premium sale. And that's what it's about, you know, trying to, you know, give back to these kids that work really hard and show them that, you know, we do support them. And even if you can't come out and really bid on an animal, you know, $5-$10 as an add-on, you know, helps a lot of these kids too.
Well, that's something I always like to do when I'm out there, because a lot of the high profile things are already taken care of. But if you can go and kind of spread it out around a bunch of kids and if others do that, it can really help them with their next project keep this whole thing going, which is great. I know we've talked about it before, but my father and uncles all showed animals out there and were involved in the 4-H program here and showed pigs and cattle mostly. And in fact, they've got some pictures up out there. And it's really important to my family to support this particular program, because it was so much a part of their growing up around here. And it's something I'm proud to continue.
Yeah, a lot of these kids, they're going to be our future leaders.
Yeah.
And, you know, they work really hard. These two youth organizations with 4-H and FFA, mm-hmm. It teaches responsibility and transferable traits that they can take into adulthood. So it's a really great program that we have.
They really are. And they're both really strong in our area, and that's great. So shout out to all of them and all the hard work they're doing now to get ready for the livestock show. So appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you all for doing that work and making it possible. And you too, Josh.
Yeah, and this is you touched on it, but this is such a character education program.
Right.
I mean, mom and dad, they may do it for them occasionally, but their mom and dad are not getting up at 4 or 5 to feed these animals and then work on them again when they get home. This is the youngsters' project.
Right, and you don't think about this, but you know, I showed livestock growing up, and I showed cattle, and every day, you know, especially in the summer times and all that, you're having to rinse them off or wash them and get that hair going to make them look right and stay on a competitive edge, because that's just the way they like them, and that they need to look uniform and look good, and it's more than just feeding. You have to get out there and really work hard, and as Charlie said, it's not just the parents doing it, and at times, you know, you kind of fall into that, but you can really tell at the shows who's really working that animal.
You mentioned you showed animals when you were younger, and you're relatively new to the area here, to our extension office. And Randy Pirtle's an old friend of mine, mm-hmm. and has been on the radio show before. Why don't you introduce yourself a little more about where you came from and how you got to Bartlesville?
I'm originally from Sallisaw, Oklahoma area in Sequoia County. I went to school at Vianne. And my dad is the county extension agent there in Sequoia County, so it kind of runs in the family, I guess.
Well, there's a lot of patterns like that, and that's once you ask the question.
Also, I went to school at Coffeyville Community College. My grandparents are from there, and I used to come up to Coffeyville about every summer. We had a ranch up there, and I played baseball there and all that. And
so you're familiar with the area.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the area. I went to Oklahoma State University and majored in agriculture leadership, and took a job in Arkansas for a while as the ag agent there close to Texarkana, and was in Creek County the last few years as the youth development educator, and transferred over here to Washington County. And I'm really happy to be here and look forward to being here for many years to come. So
we're glad to have you here, Josh. Yeah, you've been a great addition to our local community. So, well, that again, the dates for that are Wednesday, March 2nd, and then the big shows start at noon on Thursday with the swine show, and Friday we've got kickoff with the goat show at 9, the sheep show at 1, cattle show is at 6 o'clock. If you want to eat dinner before that, you arrive between 5 and 6 and have some barbecue. And then we'll present the awards, and Dungis again will present our scholarships to the winners of those. And the premium sale begins at 7. So that's what we got, Josh.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure.
So this
glad
is really
come.
Neat having a big time car dealership have me come out and talk about this with us, because you don't see that anywhere else. So we really appreciate that. So.
Well, youngster, I mean, they do other things besides the Livestock Project, because there's speech contests, there's other things that they participate in, that you're building a whole individual. This is just the part we get to see.
Well, so. And you know, Charlie, what I see is, as an employer, I mean, when I'm hired, when you start to ask the question again of, well, what are your skills? What do you do? And when you find the people that are developing these programs, they just make great employees. They work hard. They understand the value of work, what it's going to do for them. And I mean, that is sometimes a lost value in today's world. It makes for a better employee, a better
all the way around
of our community. And so that's great. Great program, and we're really proud to support it.
Well, thank you. And you, the dealership has been a supporter for, I mean, decades.
In this particular thing, really important to my grandfather, and you know, whether one way or another, we're going to keep supporting the 4-H, the FFA. We do FFA scholarships through Ford every year with the local FFA programs. Ford also gives a Ford truck to the local to the statewide FFA that's given to a chapter that has to meet certain qualifications. It's a big award and a prize for the best chapter in the state. 4-H stuff. My father was the 4-H Boy of the Year in the state. He wouldn't want me probably saying that, but
we'll talk about that in April.
You know, it's important, and it's one of those things that was important to making me who I am.
Well, it goes back to when we've talked a lot about the values of the dealership, the family values that have been passed on generation to generation, and I think that's part of what we're talking about.
No, you're right on it, because that, you know, whether it's this stuff or the baseball program, you know, the giving back, understanding the relationship that we have with these people that are out there showing these animals. Heck, they're our customers, right? They drive trucks. They, you know, so it does work. I mean, this is where we're wanting to support them. We hope they'll support us. That's and it's worked for 75 years, so I think we're on to something.
Probably not going to change it too much, but, you know, it's possible. But
well, we got to keep changing. We got to keep striving to do better. You know, that's something we talk about on the show a lot. You know, we're always trying to get better. We're not perfect, either. And we always want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And that's so important.
It is. But that's the reason that Josh is here this morning and getting people interested. And, you know, again, I have talked about those add-ons frequently when I'm broadcasting from the show, because somebody you may say, well, my $10, my $20, my $50 really
doesn't matter. You know, it does.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, and the big premiums, a big premium on the cattle show is going to be thousands of dollars. It's going to be, and probably by a large corporation in town make the investment. The truth is, that's great, and they deserve. But like we talked about, all those other animals have to be prepared, and you know, whether it's $5 or $10, whatever you can share, it really adds up for the kids, and can make a big difference in their lives and for the community. Like I said,
yeah. So again, head on out, be there during the show. I think Thursday and Friday. I see a lot of friends of these 4-H'ers, but sometimes I see people that I wonder, you know, well, what's your connection? What are you coming out for?
Well, you know what we like to do is actually those times are better. You know, there's a lot going on in the premium sale and all and before then. But my kids like to go out and look at the animals, of course, and walk through the barn and see what's going on and talk to the people before they show their animals. It's a lot of fun that way.
It is. So come on out, not only for the premium auction. That's important. Have some barbecue. That's great. Mm-hmm. But be out there Thursday or Friday and just shake their hand
or
give them some applause when they get their award.
How many children do you think show, Josh? I mean, what do we expect?
Well, typically, you know, last year I looked it up, and we had around, let's say two hundred to 300 kids show, so that's a pretty big number, and we had 400 entries last year, so that, you know, a lot of the FFA programs throughout the county and a lot of the 4-H clubs participate, and it's a pretty costly thing to do, so that's not all of our youth doing this, and that's why, like you said earlier, it's really important to come out and help them. And some of those kids that you don't think about that don't really do too well, you can still add on to them too, and that doesn't make the premium sale, because those are some of the kids that really need the help the most.
Yeah.
So.
And Josh, I know you'll see sometimes the same name or the same family name out there for 3, 4, or 5 entries. You know, they may do something in the goat show, and then you'll see them again in the steer show or with maybe a couple of sheep or whatever. So they're multi-sport athletes. So
always that, and really loves animals. And a lot of these kids, you know, they like you mentioned earlier with the, you know, with their careers in the future, a lot of them want to be vets. And, you know, it's really hard to get into vet school and real competitive. And one of the reasons that is because of the livestock program. Yeah. So
I say it with a smile on my face. If you'd like to add on to Josh's daughter. No, never mind. but, again, come out and be part of what's going on, both financially and personally for your support.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody who will do that coming up in a couple weeks, starting on March 2nd and lasting through the premium sale on Saturday, March 5th.
Okay, I will remind the listeners, if you live in Nowata County, the Nowata County sale is the week previous. That would be the week culminating on the 27th, the day that we're out there for the auction you on that one.
Osage County
is the same week. It's a day earlier. They run theirs. I want to say their show is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, where ours is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but it's the same week. They overlap.
So don't want to leave those out. And also, heck, Charlie, it's truck month.
We've got livestock
shows coming up, and Ford Truck Month is underway.
Yeah.
So they started it early this year, and mid-February, we've got some great incentives on the all-new, all-aluminum F-150. I was talking to a customer who just bought one a couple weeks ago and at a meeting this week, and he was saying that he and his wife were going to take a trip in it and leave their Lincoln at home.
Okay.
So, great truck, awesome new truck that you need to check out if you're in your market for a vehicle, and great incentives right now, great rebates on that vehicle, and interest rates are still low. We've got 0 for 60 on a lot of different vehicles, including the F-150 and the 0 for 72 on the 2015 F-150s and the 2016 Super Duties. So that's a full 6 years of no interest.
Wow.
Loan. So that's a big deal on something like a Super Duty.
Yeah.
That you can also get 0 for 60 plus a $1,500 rebate on the Tundra if you want a Toyota truck. We've got great deals on things like Camry. We talked about that last week. The great big cash discounts on Camry. You'll be shocked at how much what we sell a Camry for. And there's great leases on Camry too right now. A lot of the incentives that Toyota's got in the market right now really are on leasing. That's a great way to get more car for less payment. It really gives you the power to buy like half the car. You don't have to buy the whole thing. So you're planning with and working with the manufacturer. They'll take the car back in 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
You kind of prepay for the miles, so you're going to buy the first 24 or 36,000 miles of a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And so they divide that up over the term of the lease, and essentially, you know, that's it. And then when you're done, you can turn it in and get a new one. It's different from buying a vehicle, but a lot of times gives you a really great payment advantage over mm-hmm. over a purchase. And then you don't have the risk, you know, if you buy a vehicle and then were to put it on this longer-term financing, even at 0%, if you decide you want to trade it in a couple years, you're going to owe more on it than it's likely to be worth. That's just the nature of that equation. Mm-hmm. Leases can prevent that, really, if you like to trade regularly. And whether you're use it for business or not, for business people, even ranchers and such, a lease can work if you have consistent miles, because you're just going to use it for what you're going to use it for usually. Mm-hmm. And you can actually, if you use it 100% for business, I'm not your tax advisor, so talk to them, but a lot of times the lease can give you a different kind of advantage to depreciating as an asset. You can fully expense the cost of the vehicle, so that might give you an advantage there too.
Well, and you, speaking of business, and we don't talk a lot about it, you've got people that can talk business for business owners for fleet vehicles and
In sales and service. Yeah. We often don't talk about fleet service. That's such a big part of our business, though, and like everybody else, with our 995 oil change, our real approach to selling cars is get the service first. And but the fleet business is really built around that. And the truth is, we have great experts in fleet sales and commercial vehicle sales, farm and ranch, electrical and plumbing, whatever business you're in, we've got people who can help you put together that package you need and save you money and time on your vehicle. Ford and Toyota both have great programs, mm-hmm, for businesses and for different commercial applications of vehicles, and their finance companies do too. So we're fully set up for commercial activity and business, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So again, if you are looking for a vehicle or thinking about the vehicle needs for your business, then talk to the folks at Dundas.
Sure, we're happy to do that too. Well, even if it's just service, what we do for service sometimes with commercial people is make special arrangements with them, because we know those vehicles are so important to your business, and mm-hmm, you can't be down. So sometimes we'll take them in later, work on them in the evening. We can work things out with you to make it so you're down less, hopefully, and we keep you on the road making money.
Well, that's what it's the focus. The customer focus on that one is exactly that. It's you're doing service for somebody.
That's right. That's the theme, of course, of our business is how can we help you, do better with your vehicle, really, and make it more valuable to you. We feel like that's what's going to keep you coming back to Dungeness.
You mentioned Ford Truck Month, but I know Toyota does a lot of things for trucks at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
We just happened to focus on Ford this morning.
Truck Month is such an iconic thing. It fills us up. But, truth is, we've got great deals on Toyotas. We mentioned the Camry. Corolla is also really hot right now, 0 for $60 or $1,000 on that. The hottest segment in the entire industry is the RAV4, the small crossover vehicle. Mm-hmm. We've got incentives on those right now, including a $199 a month lease on the 36-month lease. So that would be on a 2016 RAV4 with just $1,999 down. We've got great deals on a 2016 Prius V, which is the big Prius.
Okay.
That's the larger one. It's great fuel economy. You can get 0 for $60 plus a $1,000 rebate on that. So huge.
That's a great
rebate.
Deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good deal. Let's not forget Lincoln. Bruce would get mad at me if I don't bring up the Lincoln brand.
Don't want any disagreements in the family.
No. What's going on with Lincoln is we've got our certified vehicles. We've talked about that last week. But mm-hmm, what's hot right now is the MKX, the all-new vehicle. You've probably seen it on TV with Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. But it really is a great vehicle. It's pretty. Feels good. It drives outstanding. The performance is unbelievable, really. I mean, there's power. It really feels like one of the best vehicles in this segment. And then when you get in it and you realize the technology and the comfort they've really put into the place, it's one of the best Lincolns we've had in ages. And if you're in that market for that kind of car, I'd come check out the MKX for
sure. It's a Lincoln. What else do we need to say?
That's right. And with that comes our concierge service for Lincoln customers through Bruce. He's your single point of contact for everything Lincoln, anything you need at the dealership. We've got customers right now that are out in Arizona. They had a little accident. We're working with them to coordinate their repairs at the body shop and Ford dealer out there. campers is on top of that. That's what we do with Lincoln, is really try to give you personal service throughout the ownership of the vehicle, whatever it is. You just give Bruce a call. He'll come pick you up. He'll make sure your car's cleaned. He'll drop you off. He'll give you a loaner. Whatever you need, we're there for you on the Lincoln brand.
So really, the concierge service extends a lot further than many people realize. I mean, I would assume, you know, within, I don't know, 50, 100 miles, but you're talking Arizona.
Well, there's a limit on what we can do in Arizona. But we certainly wanted to know and be able to help them. And we can, you know, we needed to coordinate it with Lincoln so Lincoln can help. Anything we can bring to the table, we want to bring to the table. So I appreciated that. They let us know they had the issue so we could help.
Yeah, well, let's bring people out to the barbecue table out at the livestock show in a couple
of weeks. That's right. That'll be on Saturday, March 5th at 5 o'clock, immediately preceding the awards presentation and premium sale. So come on out to the livestock show. It starts on March 2nd. It'll go through Saturday evening. And we want to thank Josh Yates again for coming in. Have a good day, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Josh. And we'll talk to you more about that. Of course, you can hear Josh Saturday mornings about 6:25-ish here on AM 1400 K1. He's got his weekly report. And Dungis Family of Autos, DungisChoice.com. Check out the selection. And get one of those $9.95 oil changes for yourself. News on the way next.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.